Here's how the whole Elon Musk becomes the largest shareholder of Twitter and saves free speech thing actually went down.
This is the Dima Show.
Dima Show.
A unique perspective on entrepreneurship, real estate, business, finance, politics, and current events with a big dose of common sense. Warning.
Warning.
If you're easily offended, this is not the podcast for you. Listen at your own risk.
So guys, it all started with the Babylon Bee. The Babylon Bee, what does that have to do with any of this? Let me tell you guys. So here's what happened. But first, if you're enjoying this content, if you like my channel, do me a quick favor, guys. It'll really help me out and hit the like button down below on the video. That'll tell YouTube to show my video to more people. Thank you very much. All right, where was I? Babylon Bee. So here's what happened, guys. A little while back, I think it was about a week ago, the Babylon Bee put out a tweet saying that it had named Rachel Levine its Man of the Year. Now, Rachel Levine is the transgender Joe Biden administration official. It was funny. And if you're not looking at the Babylon Bee, it's one of my favorite accounts online. Of course, the lefties don't like this kind of stuff because they have lost all sense of humor across all platforms. So they don't like jokes at their expense. Anyhow, the Babylon Bee put that out. And Twitter suspended their account. They locked them out of their account, and they said that they would let them in, I believe, 24 hours or 7 days after they deleted the tweet. The Babylon Bee said, hell no, we're standing up for free speech. We're not going to do this. And so they wouldn't delete the tweet, and they said, basically, forget it. We're going to leave Twitter, and we're not going to worry about it. So in response to that, because I love the Babylon Bee so much, I actually put out a tweet saying, I've also had enough. Twitter is a waste of time. Twitter adds no value to us, and they have been censoring conservatives and people that really go against the grain or against the narrative for a very long time with respect to the health situation that we had, with respect to politics, with respect to anything that they don't like. And it has become open and has become blatant. So I put that tweet out and said, forget it. I'm off Twitter. See ya. I deleted it from my phone. I put that on Instagram, which was pretty cool. Got a lot of interesting responses. And then in response to that, guys, I actually got a call from Elon Musk. And Elon said, hey, Dima, check this out. We got to do something about this free speech thing. I'm going to put out a poll and see what that says. But if the poll really looks like people are fed up and people want to go a different direction, what I say we do is put our money together and pool our funds and let's buy a big stake of Twitter and see if we can make some changes. So Elon Musk did in fact put out a poll on Twitter, and that poll said that free speech is essential to a functioning democracy. Do you believe that Twitter rigorously adheres to this principle? And an overwhelming 70.4% of people said no. In fact, there were 81 million votes. No, I'm just kidding. There were over 2 million votes that said no. And so in response to that, Elon Musk then went ahead and purchased a huge chunk of Twitter shares. That got everyone scrambling, of course. We're wondering what is going to happen. Is Elon going to buy more? Is he going to take over Twitter? Has he bought Twitter? Well, I'll give you the answer to that question in just a second. And most importantly, what's going to happen next? Well, what happened next was pretty crazy. And that is that Elon Musk was appointed to the board of directors of Twitter. Now, of course, guys, Elon Musk joining the board of Twitter is huge news for free speech advocates because, as I said, Twitter has been censoring all kinds of viewpoints openly for a very long time. In fact, Twitter's CEO, Parag Agrawal, when he interviewed in 2018, said that Twitter should focus less on thinking about free speech, but thinking about how the times have changed. Where our role is particularly emphasized is who can be heard, he said. And so increasingly, our role is moving towards how we can recommend content, how we direct people's attention. Guys, pretty blatant censorship, pretty blatant which way the organization wants to go. And of course, we all know what has happened. But how the times have changed. See, Elon Musk purchased that huge stake in Twitter, and now Parag's statement has completely flip-flopped. kind of like a politician. And here's what he had to say about the appointment. I'm excited to share that we're appointing Elon Musk to our board. Through conversations with Elon in recent weeks, it became clear to us that he would bring great value to our board. To which Elon responded, looking forward to working with Parag and Twitter board to make significant improvements to Twitter in coming months. And the first improvement, what is it, you might ask? Well, Elon wants to know if we want to have an edit button on Twitter, which I say, by the way, nah, no edit button. Just put your tweet up. If you don't like it, delete it or put another one. No big deal. Anyhow, guys, this is huge, huge news for free speech advocates and for people who have been complaining loudly for the last couple of years, at least about the detriment or about the decline of free speech in our social media networks, of which I am one. And I am a huge proponent and a huge fan of what is going on right now. So guys, in all seriousness though, let me share with you my opinion and my perspective on what this actually means. So first of all, did Elon Musk buy Twitter? Well, the answer is no. You see, guys, in a corporation, there are shares issued for each shareholder. Elon Musk bought just under 10% of those shares. So in theory, he would own less than 10% of the company. That doesn't necessarily give him voting rights. So he can't just come in and unilaterally do whatever he wants, like say, put back the account or reinstate the account of one of our former presidents who was taken off Twitter and banned from social media. Could he just come in and do that? Well, no, not really, because he doesn't own a voting majority. However, guys, in a public company, I will tell you that owning 10% is huge. He owns about four times the amount of Jack Dorsey, who's the former CEO and founder of Twitter. And now that he's on the board, Elon Musk should have a lot of influence and a lot of power to make decisions and to influence where the company goes. Now, in theory, of course, Elon could buy even more shares of Twitter, which, by the way, are way up. So Elon Musk, if nothing else, has made a lot of money on this trade, even if he decides to just sell it. But I don't think that that's what he's after. In my opinion, Elon Musk is a guy who doesn't like what's going on. He's been watching this. He doesn't like it. He doesn't appreciate it. He wants what a lot of us want, which is public discourse, differing points of view on topics and on ideas. Now, guys, I also want to point out, listen, no one ultimately wants, you know, trolls and bots and, you know, bullying and all of these kinds of things. But the issue with social media and what has happened in recent times is that censorship is playing a huge role across these networks. And if you don't believe that, and if you think that, you know, conservatives are just making this stuff up and conservatives are complaining that their viewpoints are being censored, you know, just take a look at the people that are working there, which way they lean, and some of the comments that we see. In fact, right when this happened and Elon Musk was appointed to the board, there was another tweet that came out by one of the employees who said basically that he's quitting because he doesn't want to work for Elon Musk. And what they're doing is not stopping free speech, but basically just stopping bullying. Well, come on, guys, that's total nonsense. We all see what's going on. We've all seen what's happening. So the real question now is, where do we go from here? And by the way, guys, if you're enjoying this content, I'm going to ask you one more time, please do me a huge favor, hit that like button down below on this video. It tells YouTube that this is a video that they should show to more people. And that really helps me out to produce more content for you. So again, I appreciate it. And of course, consider subscribing if you're not a subscriber yet. So where do we go from here, guys? I see this as a huge step in the right direction because in my opinion, my perspective is that these platforms, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, they should be areas where we can all speak freely. We're all adults, well, except for the kids on the platforms, and we can make up our own minds as to what is true, what is misinformation, what we agree with, what we don't agree with, and we should be able to have this public discourse because Twitter, like it or not, has essentially become kind of like the de facto public discourse forum. And so if you're limiting one side of that discussion and you're only getting one side, then you're really restricting free speech. Now, I know, guys, I went to law school. I know what you're going to say. Free speech is barring the government from prohibiting free speech. I know that. But the thing is, when you have one platform that's as giant, as huge as Twitter, and they're the ones that are controlling the speech, then what happens is that really does become the de facto forum. And so if you have that company then prohibiting one side of the conversation and everyone is there, well, that's a problem. So I will tell you that I greatly applaud Elon Musk for putting his money where his mouth is, for buying a huge stake in Twitter, for now getting on the board and taking an active role. And my hope ultimately is that Twitter does become kind of what it should be, which is everyone can talk on there, everyone can have a conversation, we can see all the viewpoints. Of course, you're always going to have the trolls, you're always going to have the people that are just posting stuff on there and angry and all of those kinds of things, the keyboard warriors, but you know, whatever, it's part of the deal. And of course, I do hope for everyone's sake that we get back those mean tweets. Thanks for tuning in to The Dima Show. If you got value from this podcast, do me a favor and share it with someone you know, or give me a shout out on your social channels and be sure to tag me so I can thank you. Also, throw in a 5-star review wherever you're listening so that the show is shared with more people. I'll catch you on the next episode. Dima out.
This has been The Dima Show. All information and content provided is for informational purposes only, and you should not construe any such information or other material as legal, tax, investment, financial, or other advice.
Bye-bye.